Thanks for tuning in to After Dark with Robin Andrew, which is available on America Out Loud's iHeartRadio channel, along with streaming on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Please be sure to search for America Out Loud. In addition to that, we're available on AmericaOutLoud.news, which has thousands of podcasts and articles updated daily, including our full archive of shows with After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Got a lot to talk about, review from the weekend and last week. It's the first show I've been on since the State of the Union address. Biden made a lot of news during that State of the Union. Obviously, not all of it good for him. The liberal media was fawning over Joe Biden after the State of the Union. Apparently, they thought he did a great job. He certainly seemed like he was hopped up on something. It's usually past Sleepy Joe's bedtime, but he was pretty fired up. Like I told Rob, I think he got into Hunter's stash before the State of the Union address because he had a little bit more energy than normal. Nonetheless, he was still fumbling around when Marjorie Taylor Greene called him out on Laken Riley. He really didn't know what he was saying. He came out in a nervous moment, called her Lincoln Riley. Then he went on to call the illegal that murdered her by what he was, an illegal. Of course, he got a lot of pushback, and he went back and retracted on that, calling the illegal an illegal, which it was. Even Nancy Pelosi afterwards, when she heard the clip, she said he should have said undocumented migrant. It's like they're more worried about the words that Biden used to describe this illegal than the actual act of it to be the illegal murdering this young lady in Georgia. Just the state of the Democrat Party. They're just so worried about being PC. They ignore the American victim that was slaughtered in this horrible, horrible case. And since then, we've seen Laken Riley's parents go meet up with President Trump. They're not satisfied with Joe Biden's response, nor should they be. And this is just one of the many things that shows how insensitive Joe Biden is. If you don't help the Democrat cause, or if you're not helpful to one of his talking points, he's going to ignore you. He's just going to listen to what his handlers tell him to do. Remember the thing in East Palestine, the train derailment? He just totally blew those people off because the Republican voters in that area. This has been Joe Biden's MO since he's gotten in the White House. He doesn't give a damn about the American people. He cares about helping himself. And shame on his wife, Jill Biden, because she is just as bad, if not worse, for forcing Joe to continue to go down this route. And the destruction of America continues as long as Joe Biden is president. Rob, how are you doing tonight?
Andrew, I'm doing good. And you summed up last week rather well with everything that has transpired. I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in. But then just going back to, you know, your summation, you hit everything about what happened last week and how the media is trying to portray Joe Biden as being that he's ready for the campaign trail. He's nitro, he's all lit up, and he's ready to run and go. When we know that that's not the case, you weren't here to dissect the State of the Union address. Heather Robinson of the New York Post was on with me. And she said that she thought he was rather cogent in his delivery. Yet still, there were some mistakes. Like you said, he called Laken Riley Lincoln. And then he rightfully identified an illegal as an illegal. And then he went on fake news or PMSNBC and said that he made a mistake. He should have said undocumented. What's wrong with calling them illegal? The Constitution calls them illegal. They're illegal aliens, not undocumented migrants. Now, I had said a couple of shows ago that I was going to stop saying illegal and I was going to say undocumented aliens, but I'm going back to saying illegal because this is what the Democrats want. They want to change words up, they want to change the definition to make them more palatable to individuals. The same way they want to change the definition of a family, they want to change the definition of a mother, they want to change the definition of a woman who can have a baby to birthing people. They want to change all this and make it common and normal place so that people say, oh, yeah, that's right. And they're starting this in our schools. And I am ashamed of Republicans. I'm ashamed of conservatives who aren't doing more to fight this. They're not doing enough, Andrew. They're simply not doing enough. There are deep pocket conservatives who can be doing a whole lot more than what they're doing. But they're not doing it. They're sitting back and they're complaining. Like they're complaining about Trump, but we don't want him as the nominee. He's the nominee. Whether you like it or not, he's a nominee. Get behind him. Stating your opposition, in my opinion, is saying that you want Joe Biden to win. I don't know. There are people that are saying, oh, well, don't say that because everyone is entitled to their opinion. Right, you aren't entitled. But this is a race. And you can't win a race being divisive. You can't win a race like Nikki Haley and telling Trump, now you've got to work for my supporters. You got to work for them. What do you mean work for them? He's working for all the votes. He's just not going to carve out something just for your little few. He's working for all the voters, and you should be doing the same thing. And she should have come out and said, I pledge all of my voters to Trump. Then I hear people say, well, you know, we did a survey, and although people were saying that a lot of the folks that voted for Haley in Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina, that they were Democrat switchovers, but in actuality, they were Republicans. According to what? How do you know? They're telling you that, which is a lie, and you're believing it. Republicans have a fantastic platform to run on. They're in a very unique position if they only use it, Andrew. I would drive it down. I mean, every day, Joe is incompetent. Joe is cognitively challenged. Look at the border. Look at the death rate. Look at the murders. Look at the criminal activity. I would keep saying it over and over and over again. I would point to Lake and Riley. She should be here right now. Does not should have not been dead, or should have been killed. Should not have been killed. I would drive that home every chance I got, and I'm glad Trump went and met with the family. Joe Biden hasn't even called the family. He didn't even want to say the name, and then when he did say the name during the State of the Union, he fumbled, stumbled over it. But he was out like clockwork talking about George Floyd, a two-bit criminal. Now, I'm going to say this for the last time, and I'm not going to say it anymore because I hate trying to qualify it. George Floyd should not have died. It's unfortunate. But I don't give a rat's patootie about George Floyd. George Floyd was a career criminal, okay? All George Floyd had to do was be arrested and live to see another day. Now, Derek Chauvin, they say he was involved. They said there was drugs in him. I don't know. I don't care. But I'm sick of George Floyd. George Floyd is not a hero for the black community. Nowhere near it. And all these busts and scholarships and putting his name out there, screw it. It makes no sense. It's an embarrassment because there are other people out there whose name should be risen up, not George Floyd. And this poor woman who lost her life, no one's in the street protesting. Illegals are killing people. And they'll continue to do it because Joe Biden is weak at the border. That is the message that Republicans should be running on day in and day out, that he is weak at the border. He is destroying our country, and more people will come here and do the exact same thing. And he needs to say it to black people. Republicans need to say this over and over to black people and how they're dumping these illegals in their community. And their communities will be riddled with criminal activity. Their community, the property value will go down. The job skill set will go down. over and over again. I mean, have it on a repeating cycle to keep saying it. But will they do it? Or will Republicans sit back and fight and bicker and say, well, we don't want Trump and we're thinking about this and we're thinking about that. Meanwhile, the Democrats, that's all they want. And you know something else? I know that Trump has been calling for a debate with Joe Biden, and he, during his campaign rally in Georgia this past weekend, he said, yep, I'm ready to debate him anywhere, anytime, any place, you name it, and I'm there. Now, whether or not Joe's going to do it is still questionable because we know the media is going to give him cover, Andrew. And they'll probably say, well, he doesn't have to debate Trump because Trump, you know, he has all these issues, all these problems, these legal problems, and you know, we don't want to justify him, you know, running, but he is running. You don't have to justify it, he's running. So just get Joe out there and cart him out there. Now, granted, Andrew, they'll probably give Joe some vitamin D or this flow drop because you know, Adderall, now you can get it and you don't need a subscription. A subscription, I meant prescription. Now, you see how I misspoke there? Now the media would take that and say, oh, there's something wrong with him. Oh, he has an issue. And I just misspoke. Whereas Joe Biden, he's not misspeaking. He's suffering from dementia. And that little yell feast that we saw the other night, he was on Adderall because the next day he was on the campaign trail and he told people to vote for him because he's running for Congress. And then he made some other snafus and he had these like deer in headlights moments. But you got Joe Scarborough saying, oh my God, he was so powerful. Oh, that's Joe. He's ready. These people are giving him cover. This man is deadly. He shouldn't be in the White House. He shouldn't be running. This is elder abuse because Jill wants to be in the White House. She wants the White House because why wouldn't he just step aside and let Kamala Harris take his position? What's wrong with Kamala? See, this is how you know again that Democrats don't care about Black people. They just want their vote. Because how is it, Andrew, that they're talking all over Kamala? Maybe Gavin Newsom, maybe Michelle Obama. What about Kamala Harris, the vice president? Are you guys admitting that she's incompetent without saying it? But see, they're hoping that the American people don't catch it, mainly Black people. They're hoping that Black people will be smitten by Michelle Obama and they'll just completely forget about Kamala Harris. They'll throw up Gavin Newsom's name. Not once have they said, Joe can step down and Kamala can take over. Why haven't they said it? She's a Black woman. She's a woman of brown or, you know, identity politics. Why won't they say that? And if you were to ask a Black Democrat, why would they, what do you mean that Michelle Obama or Gavin Newsom, what about Kamala Harris? Why are they trying to hopscotch over her? They couldn't tell you. You know why? Because they've been bought and paid and indoctrinated by the Democrats' propaganda. And they don't even see it. They don't see it that the Democrats are pushing Joe through the same way they pushed him through during 2020. Had him hiding out. When they would cart him out, he would have on a mask as if, oh, I'm protecting everybody. And that man over there, Trump, he's not trying to. And people fell for it. They were deceived. I've said this before, and I will keep saying this. The media is the enemy of the people. And in its current form, it should be shut down because it's not a free press, Andrew. It is far from being a free press. The media is in cahoots with the Democrats, and we need to call it out. They're in cahoots. Now, I wouldn't say that Fox is in cahoots, but they're so afraid of their shadow. They're so afraid that the Democrats might take them on that they'll do whatever the Democrats want them to do. They'll follow along with the fake news CNN and PMSNBC. But do not doubt me when I say this. Do not doubt me. The media is in cahoots with the Democrat Party. It's the propaganda arm of the Democrat Party. And they take notes and then they roll it all out for us to consume. Within such a short time, look at how much they have changed. Freedom of the press, it's a joke. And look at how they attacked the Supreme Court. I mean, you had, what was his name? Jamie Raskin and Keith Obermeyer saying that the Supreme Court judges don't have a brain, simply because they all came together and said that Colorado cannot kick Trump off of its ballots. They came out and viciously attacked the women because those are the ones that are on the left. But where was the media? The media said nothing about it. They allowed them to be attacked. Now, Matt, think about it. How when Trump has come out and called out judges, they ripped him to pieces. Oh, how could he? How dare he? He's not supposed to do that. But then you have a congressman attacking the courts. Not only that, Andrew, but Joe Biden attacked the courts during his State of the Union address. They were sitting right front, and he attacked them when he was yelling. No one said anything about it. They thought it was grand. They thought it was great. You know why? Because the media has been making a concerted effort to attack this court so that any ruling that comes out, they can say, yo, no, I don't believe them. That is a reason why the court has to recognize the power that it has to recognize that under the Constitution, they are appointed for life so that they can make judicial opinions without regards of political persuasion. So when they came out with this Colorado ruling and they all agreed on the same thing, I said it's about time. They should also do the same thing with this whole Trump immunity deal. They should all come out in unison. The political days are over, but they should come out in unison and agree. He has immunity. Now, to the extent that he thinks he has it, that might be questionable, but he has immunity. All presidents, not just Trump, but the office of the presidency has immunity so that they can do their jobs. Because if they don't have immunity, if they come back, Andrew, and say they don't have immunity, then Lake and Riley's parents should sue Joe Biden and the Democrat Party and all these other liberal cities, sanctuary cities, for releasing these illegal aliens into the community to kill. We are sitting ducks with these individuals coming across the border. So without immunity, we should be able to sue Joe Biden and all of his policies that have inadvertently impacted us negatively. We should be able to do it, Andrew.
Yeah, great points, Rob. You guys are tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew, which is available on America Out Loud's iHeartRadio channel Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, or 6 p.m. on the West Coast. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
You've all heard Dr. McCullough and others share over and over the value of keeping your sinuses cleansed. It's a smart move all year, but even more so when we're cooped up inside. It's not really open for debate any longer. Those that live smart and live well pay attention to nasal and oral hygiene. Cofix RX has just the tools for the job with our nasal and throat cleanse. Click the Cofix RX banner on AmericaOutloud.shop to get 20% off your entire order. That's right, AmericaOutloud.shop. Use coupon code OUTLOUD. That's coupon code OUTLOUD for 20% off your entire order.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
See, Andrew, there was something that I want to pick up on that I mentioned during the first block of the show. And that was Trump saying that he's willing and ready to debate Joe Biden anywhere, any place, just name it. And as I mentioned, they'll probably, they being the Democrats, will probably send a memo to the White House and say, no, don't worry about that. We got you covered. We're just going to say that he's been indicted all these times and that we're not going to give him a position to come out and continue to validate him running for the presidency, albeit he is running. And there was something else I would like for Trump to do when they do the debates, is that they require that the candidates do a drug testing before the debate. I want a drug testing. Everyone else has to take a drug test. I want a drug testing because we need to know if our president, dare say that, is on drugs, is under the influence.
And let's have fair debates this time. I mean, last time around, they hand-selected people like Kirsten Welker, Chris Wallace, to be debate moderators, and they were essentially just covering for Biden because every time he would start to flub up and get flustered when Trump would be grilling him, they'd jump in and protect Biden. So I'd really like to see some fair moderation, not these partisan hacks like a Kirsten Welker or some of the other people that were selected last time around.
Well, I doubt Chris Wallace will be back because he sold his soul to the devil, and he's now trying to, I guess, find some type of, to make himself important again, to revalidate himself. Since he left Fox, he's failed at everything he's tried to do. So he's been out there trying to say something or do something that's going to bring him back into the public square. But I agree, a fair debate with fair moderators. But I will definitely emphasize that we need to have, before the debates, the candidates must be drug tested. We as Americans need to know if the person who's going to the potential occupant of the White House is under the influence. And I'm surprised that more people aren't pushing for that. I mean, given that cocaine was found in the White House, and of course the media is now trying to say, oh, we're doing the Trump years, we found the same thing. Do you all find it interesting how whenever something negative hits Biden, they try to go out? And I mean, they're like scurrying around trying to see, let's see if we can find something like this about Trump. It's like it's never ending. And I just, when Trump gets back in office, I don't want to say rule, but he has to be in control with an iron fist. Because the damage that has been done since Biden has been in office these 3 years is incalculable. And it's going to take a long time to fix, Andrew. We're looking at a decade. We talked about them trying to change the words, you know, from illegal to undocumented, and Biden apologizing for it. Never apologized to Laken Riley's parents. Never apologized for getting her name wrong. It's, I guess, a second thought. And of course, the media, they won't talk about it. But they'll talk about Trump mispronouncing Putin's name. He said Putin. Who cares? Who cares if he calls him a dummy? You guys are always saying that they're best buddies, so why are you trying to correct him on it? Why didn't you correct Biden on mispronouncing the name of an American citizen who should be with us today? But she's not because of illegals. Biden's best friends. But I just find it's astonishing at how they do it. Oh, that's fine. Well, Trump, during his speech, he said this and he said that. And Biden is supposed to be in the White House. He's supposed to set the standard. So when I hear people saying, oh, well, Trump, he was so unpresidential. I wish, and you'll have even some Republicans, they'll say, well, I wish you would behave a little bit more presidential. According to what? What are you basing that on? Are you basing it on Clinton, who had affairs in the White House? Are you basing it on JFK, who had affairs and drug parties and sex parties in the White House? Are you basing it on Obama, who cared nothing for America? What are you basing that on, behaving more presidential? Because certainly what's in the White House right now is not behaving presidential. He confuses the days of the week. He confuses who his wife is. He doesn't know who his staff is. He's always yelling. So how are you defining presidential? He goes overseas looking like he is some like second fiddle in the group of all these esteemed leaders. So define presidential. Again, Republicans mess up when they do this, attacking each other on something that's so minute. Again, we have the win on our back. I mean, we could win this. But yet and still, we're busy bickering and not going after the opponent who is weak, who's very weak. Why aren't they constantly talking about his cognitive ability? Well, we know why the right-wing media is not doing it, because they're afraid. But here on After Dark with Robin Andrew, we're not afraid. We're going to call it out every chance we get. Biden is still cognitively challenged. Biden was on drugs during the State of the Union. And he needs to be tested. And I don't care about him going to Walter Reed and the doctor saying, oh, we give him a good bill of health. Though some would say, well, that doctor's lying. Well, not necessarily, because I thought about it. Maybe what the doctor was doing was saying, well, I don't even have to report on this other stuff. I'm only going to report on the things that you want me to report on, because they don't have to release it. I mean, it's up to the president to have it released. I think we just started having these types of these physicals, Andrew, I think with Nixon. I think it was with Nixon. But you would think that the right-wing media would like just pounce on it and keep asking for it, but they won't. They take their direction, so it seems, from the left. And that's how they come up with, well, let's look at this and let's do that. As opposed to saying, okay, Biden yelled throughout the State of the Union speech, but then later on when he went on the campaign trail, he was a complete disaster. It's like the two faces of Biden. One, he's all lost in a fog, which is probably his true state. And then the other one, he's like someone gave him some cocaine or some speed, and he's smoked marijuana. He's like all over the place. And you know what, Andrew? I wouldn't at all be surprised if he's taking marijuana tablets. I wouldn't at all be surprised. I put nothing past this administration. Absolutely nothing past this administration. Because it's corrupt. It's almost like a circus with the different people that are there. So, and it will take decades to clean all this up. Decades. So I would submit and pressure that during the debate or before the debate, the candidate takes a drug test. And if the person kicks back on it and says, no, I'm not going to, then we should deduct that that person is on drugs. He's under the influence. I don't care what it is. Well, Biden, he's taking this for, you know, his rheumatoid arthritis. Remember, for the longest, they were denying that he had an issue with this gait. And just only recently, with this recent visit to the doctor, they were saying, well, he has an issue with the gait. His gait is off, but he's sharp as a tack. No, he is not. He's only sharp as a tack when you guys are giving him Adderall. Other than that, the man is like in a complete vegetative state. So I want a drug test. We need to know if the person in the White House or who will be sitting in the White House is under the influence. And I would be pushing for a drug test now. Where are these conservative writers to write about this and ask about it and demand it? Why, they're busy trying to poke around at Trump. Trump is the most investigated man on earth. And he's one of the cleanest. But because Democrats managed to change the laws, they want to go after him. Like this whole thing with E. Jean Carroll, they changed the law before the strike of midnight so that she can bring a fake case before Trump. Where are the men? Men should be angry. Because if they did it now, they're going to do it again to your son, to your uncle, to your friend, to your husband, just because they don't like you. And then this Looney Tune judge, again, this is how you know that this is all political, denied Trump's request to wait on him having to pay money to E. Jean. Said, nope, you got to pay it or put up a bond. And we're going to make the bond an exorbitant amount. Yeah, but you guys said that he's not worth it. He doesn't have all this money. So why do you think he could come up with such an exorbitant amount of money? And these are the things that the media does not break out. And we here on After Dark with Robin Andrew, We're going to spell it out. Well, if he's broke, why are you making the fine so excessive? Which is, by the way, as I've mentioned before, is against the Constitution. No fines to exceed a certain amount to put a person in distress. So E.G., like $43 million. And then this whole thing with the Mar-a-Lago and the overpricing, exaggerated pricing of the of his overappraisal of the properties. What is the purpose behind it? And then you have an attorney general saying that she's going to start seizing his properties. And then the judges, they're in cahoots saying, no, we're not going to, you got to put the money up, put the money up, put the money up. And then when Trump says these judges are crazy, the media goes, he shouldn't be attacking the law, the chief law enforcement officers. How dare he? Yeah, but as I mentioned during the first block, look at what Joe Biden said about the Supreme Court during the State of the Union address. And I saw no one coming out to defend the Supreme Court other than After Dark with Robin Andrew. I mean, in essence, he threatened him, by the way, a very thinly veiled threat that you just wait, you're going to see that women have the right. They have the right to protect their bodies. You're gonna regret this. I'm like, are you serious? And he's had this on TV. And members of the Supreme Court, they were there. I don't think, Andrew, you know, to be honest with you, I don't think the judges should be required to go to the State of the Union. For what? It's a political type speech. Why should they go? And I think these only started fairly recently with Ronald Reagan. Yeah. So again, I would say before the debate, there should be a drug test and a cognitive test. I want them both. We need to know what's going on at Joe's head. We need to know what's going on in his body. We need to know what drugs these doctors are giving him. And it's nothing that I'm saying that's illegal, because the doctors can very much probably quantify or qualify. Well, this is the reason why we're giving this to him, because it helps him stand up longer. Well, Adderall doesn't help him stand up longer. But see, they'll tell you that. And even if we were to have that, Andrew, and a drug test and a cognitive test, and knowing that it's wrong, we look at it, like I said, it's nothing illegal, but looking at it and saying, ah, this is how Joe's been functioning. So it's deception. It's more of a deception than anything. The media would probably give him a pass and say, there's nothing wrong with that. He's taking medicine just like everybody else. The same way they're trying to make us think that his age benefits him. Oh, yeah, he's wise. Why not? Well, if it benefits him, why wouldn't it benefit Trump? You see, they're trying to flip the script. And that is a reason why I've said all along, it's not about the age, it's his cognitive ability. If you think back when Trump, when the election was stolen from Trump, you had people coming out saying that, you know, they're talking about Biden being too old. But we got to think about Trump also, because if he were to run again, he's going to be old. And I heard that being pushed with a lot of Republicans, and I think they were doing it because they wanted Ron DeSantis. But I'm glad to say that I saw straight through it, and I always said that Ron wasn't ready for this. Even if Trump wasn't running, Ron simply wasn't ready. I think he needed more time, and I think that was evident in this race. Someone psyched his head up and told him, oh, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it, and he didn't do it. The same way they psyched what's her name? Nikki Haley. And Andrew, something we've got to remember, and we talked about this on one of our shows, Mike Pompeo. Remember, Mike Pompeo came out with a book. And in the book, he did not paint a flattering picture of Nikki Haley. And what's interesting, Andrew, is that a lot of the media downplayed it. They downplayed that. But what he said it was every day as if though she had... She was working for herself. She was trying to position herself. Some even said that she thought that Trump would dump Pence and make her the vice president. See, these are the stories that take place behind the scene that the media does not tell us about. But they know about them. But we don't know. We only find out through word of mouth, like I said, a little tidbit in Mike Pompeo's book, but the media refuse to pick that out and discuss it. Now, just imagine, had they focused on that piece, and when she got ready to run, Nikki, people would have said, but remember what Mike Pompeo said about her, that she was always angling, she had her own agenda? The media didn't do that because they wanted her to run. The media didn't do it because there were some in the Republican Party that saw her as a viable candidate, although she had told Trump that she would not run. And then she comes back with this flimsy excuse, well, I thought about it, but I'm like, I need to help the people. We need to give the people more choices. Really? More choices for what? And then she wanted Trump to debate her because she was hoping, and they probably told her, Andrew, some of her handlers, well, if you can get him on stage, you know how he is. He'll say something sexist, and that's it. And that's probably what she was hoping. And if Trump didn't say something sexist, I'm sure that one of the moderators probably would have thrown something in. Well, Mr. Trump, you said something about her dress. And do you think that this, they're always out to get the person that they don't like. That's only natural. But you see, this is how, this is a state of our politics. You have people who shouldn't be running, who are running. You have people who should be, who aren't. And then the people who should and want to do it for the love of the country, they want to tear them down. I do believe with all my heart, the only reason why Trump is running is because of the love for this country. He wants to reset the button for the love of this country. But for the others, they could care less. It's all about politics. It's all about power. That's it. Politics and power. Everything else be damned. And as you said, Andrew, in the opening of the show, Joe Biden doesn't give a damn about America. And that's probably because Joe Biden doesn't give a damn about America. They're only concerned with power and the manipulation that they're able to do to the American people. That's it, Andrew.
Yeah, very well stated, Rob. You guys are tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew, which is available on America Out Loud's iHeartRadio channel. You can also head over to AmericaOutLoud.shop. Check out books from authors that have appeared on America Out Loud, as long as a variety of other great products over at AmericaOutLoud.shop. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Today's high-stress, on-the-go lifestyle makes it hard to stay heart healthy. Lifestyle changes like exercise and diet are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created Heart and Vascular Health to support three aspects of heart health: cholesterol, blood pressure, and triglycerides, with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 13 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
ASEA believes that inside each of us is the potential to feel our very best. Our redox-based products tap into reserves within you to power your personal well-being. Make our breakthrough products an essential step in fulfilling your greatest potential. ASEA, we power potential. For exclusive savings, use code OUTLOUD to save 15% off your first order today.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
Expert opinions, honest debate, and in-depth investigations are what you've come to expect from AmericaOutLoud.news. We don't shy away from speaking the truth boldly and plainly. All that's missing is the propaganda that has infected legacy and social media. Get the best of down and dirty, wholesome American speak. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
We are back here on After Dark with Rob and Andrew and continue our discussion tonight on Biden's horrible State of the Union address, where he had to be pumped up on something, as Rob was talking about in the second half. If they do presidential debates, this guy needs to be drug tested, because he's clearly on something when he's got these big appearances and these big speeches. His eyes are lit up. The eyes don't lie. I mean, this guy is on drugs anytime he's got a public appearance past 7 p.m. Otherwise, he's in bed. It's just clear for anyone to see. So I would like to see the drug test as well, because he's not firing on all cylinders. Even when they get him hopped up on drugs, he's not perfect. He made a lot of mistakes during that State of the Union address. It's going to be a big week in politics. Robert Herr is going to be testifying, so we're going to hear a lot more about Joe Biden's cognitive decline. Of course, we remember the Democrat and liberal media were very defensive of Joe Biden after Robert Herr's report, saying that he was not fit to go to court. No judge would or jury would book him on charges because he's so old and senile, basically, is what they were saying. And like I said, it's not his age, it's his how mentally equipped he is, and he has clearly seen better days. Rob, what do you think is going to go down this week with Robert Herr testifying? I think we're going to get a lot more information on his cognitive decline, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's even worse than the report indicated, because you know Robert Herr's been listening to all these talking heads saying how he's wrong. I'm sure he's got more receipts than what he even included.
I'm sure he does, Andrew, and I can't wait to hear what he has to say. I think it's this week he's supposed to come before the Congress and testify. I know that they also want Hunter Biden to come before Congress and testify, but I'm more inclined to hear what Robert Herr has to say. Because if you think back, once this report was released, and well, before it was released, we knew early on when Merrick Garland tapped him as a special counsel that there would be no charges. I mean, that was leaked from day one, leaked by the fake news media, saying, oh, there are going to be no charges. So why is everyone, you know, getting all upset and talking about this? There's going to be no charges. And lo and behold, there were no charges. But hidden in the report were some nuggets of truth. And one of them being that Biden has memory loss. Of course, the media went ballistic and they attacked Robert Herr and said that he was a Republican and that he shouldn't be trusted. Now, granted, it was the Democrats who said that Trump should put him in the position in the first place. And we always had reservations for the simple fact that it was leaked that there would be no charges against Biden. And clearly, when you look at both cases side by side, you can argue whether or not Trump declassified the documents, but you can't argue the fact that Joe Biden was not entitled at any given point in time to have those documents as a senator. And he had the documents for almost 40 years, Andrew.
No, he wasn't. And Robert Herr is scheduled to speak tomorrow on Tuesday to the House Judiciary Committee. We know how these things can change. But yeah, it's going to be some explosive testimony. And like you said, the guy had no business having these classified documents. A lot of us think that it's even way worse than what President Trump did, because President Trump was president. Mm-hmm. Biden had ones dating back from when he was senator, ones when he was vice president. And he wasn't even authorized to have copies of these documents because of his position. So Joe Biden should have been prosecuted. But, I mean, his memory is so bad. I mean, Her described him as a sympathetic, well-meaning, elderly man with a poor memory. Just sad what we've got as the leader of the free world right now. But that's what happens when elections are stolen. They have consequences. So remember the 2020 election, over 40% of the votes were vote by mail, which we all know is ripe with fraud. Any other election, it's usually only 20%. So when you have the biggest discrepancy in an election, there should be the most scrutiny. But the media, of course, shut any of that down, and we're stuck with what we have now.
Even Jerry Nadler, a Democrat, said back in the day that mail-in ballots was ripe for corruption. Fast forward 2020, he was okay with it. But going back to what you mentioned about Robert Hur, testifying on Tuesday, and of course, like you said, that could change because you know how Democrats are. They're going to come out and they're going to attack him and say that what he's saying is a lie, but it's proof, and the proof is in the pudding. And what we have to realize is that when Biden gave this interview, it was when he was the failed withdrawal out of Afghanistan. And I guess at the time, he didn't have any Adderall. He wasn't under the influence as he was during the State of the Union address. So this was Biden at his, I don't want to say his most vulnerable, but this was just Biden at his natural state. That's what I'll say, the natural state without any substances, just talking off the cuff. And remember, they had also said that Robert Hur inquired about Biden's dead son. And it's like the report apparently said that they didn't inquire about it. Biden chose to bring it up. And he couldn't even remember the year that the son died. And of course, Joe Scarborough said, well, that's nothing. You don't remember that. That's something too horrible. That's all the more reason you're going to remember that date, because it is a significant moment in your life.
Notice he brought it up at State of the Union, too, when he mentioned Lincoln Riley. I mean, that's just always his crutch whenever he has to deal with something that his administration has done. Well, my son died. We see that every time a soldier dies on his watch. Well, I know how you feel. My son died. It's really stretched thin, and people are tired of hearing it. I mean, it's obviously a sad situation, but people are tired of him using that anytime his ineptitude is brought up.
Three Black soldiers were killed at the beginning of Black History Month. Killed thanks to money that we gave to Iran. Three Black soldiers will not be at the family dinner table this Easter or any other holiday. Their bodies came home, but they did not come home alive. So enough of Biden and his, I know how you feel, my son died. He didn't even remember if his son died at home or in Iraq, Andrew. He just likes to bring it up. Because somewhere in his psyche, and I'm not a psychologist or a psychiatrist, that has embedded itself in his head, and he equates that with, people will have sympathy for me if I mention this. Well, it's not about you. Someone died, you move on. It's about them now. You need to compartmentalize your grief and think about their grief. Think about the grief of Lincoln Riley, her parents. Think about that if you can. But he won't. So when Robert testifies, maybe we'll get some insight. Not that we don't already have it, but more insight as to what happened here. I mean, and in my opinion, Andrew, saying that he's an old man with a bad memory, that's the reason why we don't want to charge him, that's not good enough. Because other people have been charged for making mistakes, for having committed crimes. And they didn't say, well, you can't charge me because I'm old. Remember some years ago, there was a woman who had, she had done something. I think she'd had sex with the student, or I can't remember exactly what it was. But the defense of her lawyer was that we can't put her in jail because she's so pretty, she will be attacked. I thought, oh my God, this is the worst defense I've ever heard. And people bought it. So I guess Joe's trying to do the same thing. And you know what? People are buying that lie. That he's old and he has a bad memory. But if that's the case, and if we're going to buy it, then we also have to acknowledge the fact that he should not be where he is, the leader of the free world. He should step aside and give it to Kamala. Oh, but we can't give it to her because she's not that bright. And she's only in that position because she slept her way to the top. So maybe we should hopscotch over her and keep talking to people about Gavin Newsom or Michelle Obama. You see, we mentioned that during the first block, but all this ties in together. It's like a bad soap opera with the Joe Biden's family. A really bad soap opera that I hope we will get more insight on when Robert Hur goes before the House. Adam, like I said, we both said, the Democrats are plotting. They're like, oh, we're going to try to tear him down. We got to do something. We got to say this. And then they'll probably give Biden some more Adderall. He'll probably come out and all coherent. Because you can't give a person that much. I'll share with you guys this. Some years ago, I was identified as having ADHD. Whether I had it or not, I don't know. But so the doctor said, well, we'll get you some, it wasn't Adderall, it was Ritalin. Okay, they wanted to give me Ritalin. And there are a lot of people who have adult ADHD or ADHD as a whole, and they function perfectly fine. You know, they use other things to compensate for that that diagnosis. So I took it, and I didn't like it. It made me feel lightheaded, gloomy. Did it make me focus in and more sharp? Can't say that it did. I think that I used other mechanisms, took other things out of my life that I knew that would like compete with my attention so that I could focus. So I think that's what they did to Biden to make him more sharper. It's like, well, let's just pump him up with this. Unfortunately, when he went to testify or when he had the conversation with Robert Hur, they didn't think to give it to him. But I bet you anything, they've been doping him up. And the point I wanted to make about it, when I said I have had used it at one point, is that you're supposed to be on it, but then they have to take you off, wean you off, and they have to check it every so often. And Biden being an elderly man, they would definitely need to check it because it could probably lead to other issues that we're unaware of. And I think that there are other issues that are taking place in this White House that they have not told us about, like the whole thing with the sleep apnea, and he's sleeping using a sleeping machine. They didn't want to tell us about that, but we found out because we saw the bruises on his face. What else are they not telling us about? Maybe Robert Hur's report will shed some light. He may even shed light about them doping Biden up. But this is really serious, people. This is serious. That this man in the White House is on drugs. And I like the way you said it when you opened up the third half. You said, the eyes don't lie. You're right. They don't lie. And when he's on the pills, he's all bright-eyed. His eyes are bucked. And he's just like yelling, as he did in the State of the Union. But when he's not on it, as he wasn't after the State of the Union, and he was on the campaign trail, he looked tired, like he was ready for a nap. And, I mean, Andrew, if it wasn't for the cognitive issues, I mean, maybe, you know, Joe might be able to perform. But I would ask all of you to go back and look at Joe Biden when he ran in 2008. And when he became vice president, and then after he left the White House, look at the difference. Not only that, Andrew, you look at when Biden came into office in 2020 compared to now. It's just only been 3 years, Andrew. And he is struggling every day. He's struggling. And I'm sure he wants to take a nap. I'm sure he wants to go have his milk and cookies. But Jill just won't let it. And the media is protecting him. And because Robert Hur's report told us something different, they're fit to be tied. They're going to go after him as opposed to saying, Joe, it's over. You know, remember when Trump was in office and they kept saying, someone needs to go into him and tell him, Mr. President, it's over. You need to step aside this whole Russia collusion deal. Well, I'm sure there are a lot of people. Oh, and just going back to that, according to Mike Pompeo, it was Rex Tillerson, Robert Kelly. No, that was Nikki Haley's book. She said that Rex Tillerson, Robert Kelly, they all came to her and they said that we need to do something about the president because he's not at himself. And then Mike Pompeo came out and told us about Nikki Haley trying to have something to do with it also. But going back to my story about somebody telling Biden he needs to step aside, no one's going to do it because Jill Biden is the gatekeeper. And she's making certain that no one gets to him. I'm sure it was her idea to have Biden to sit down with Jonathan Capehart of PMSNBC to give that interview to clean up the whole thing with illegal alien. It's like, but what he said was truthful. The same way I'm sure it was her idea to chastise Israel during the State of the Union address for the 1% of Arabs that are in Michigan. And the number is growing. It's probably going to even get worse because of all of the illegals coming in at the border. At one point, we thought they were Mexicans. Now we're finding out that they're from China, from Africa, Venezuela, and the Venezuelan gangs. They've just released all their prisoners and say, go to America because Joe Biden said to come. So I don't know what Robert Herr's report is going to tell us. One would hope it would be enough ammunition that would have caused the Democrats to pause to say, "He, this is it." I doubt it, because we know that the left-wing media isn't going to do it. And the right-wing media, they take their lead, so it seems, Andrew, from the left-wing media. Thankfully, we don't. We call balls and strikes. And we feel that Biden should step down. Biden should be impeached along with Kamala because they were illegitimately elected. Now, remember how many times they said that about Trump? He's an illegitimate president. And no one said anything about it. But you say that about Joe, the FBI comes knocking at your door. They want to throw you in jail. But they can say it all day long. Illegitimate, illegitimate. Letitia James, illegitimate. Hillary Clinton, illegitimate. Even Nancy Pelosi, this illegitimate president. John Lewis, illegitimate. When in actuality, the person who's illegitimate, Andrew, is Joe Biden. He should not be there. He's not fit. The eyes don't lie. This man is on drugs. Do not doubt me when I say it. He's on drugs, Andrew.
Very well put, Rob. We are all out of time tonight. Thank you all for joining us on After Dark with Rob and Andrew, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, wherever you stream, or you can go to AmericaOutloud.news. Just look for America Out Loud on any of your streaming platforms, and you'll be able to find our station relatively easy. I use Amazon Alexa. I just say, find America Out Loud. And whatever show's on pops right up. It's simple as can be. Highly recommend it if you've got one of those devices in your home. So many ways to listen to America Out Loud. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or fall for nothing.